been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
One reason we know is because we're seeing coming to pass today the things that were actually prophesied thousands of years ago, and certainly the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land. What other race of people has ever returned to their Holy Land? Have the Hittites returned, or the Assyrians returned, or the Philistines returned to their homeland? Only the Jews have returned to their homeland. And we see the fulfillment of so many prophecies, and that's the beauty of what you're going to be hearing in the final countdown presentation. And we've actually carried the first four of the DVD sets. Now there are five DVDs in each one of the sets. We have 1, 2, 3, and 4. And where are we right now, Pastor Billy?
Well, we are dealing with the topic of the rise of falsehood. We've already talked about the Jewish people, modern technology, and of course the classic one, worldwide upheaval, with the increase of earthquakes, famines, and pestilences, and wars, and signs in the sky, and volcanoes, and earth catastrophes, and plague-like activity, and boys, all that going on before our very eyes. But this one is the falsehood issue, and that's exactly what Jesus shared when his disciples came to him and asked him the classic question. He said, they said to Jesus, they said, "Teacher, when will these things happen, and what's going to be the sign that they're about to take place?" Now, this is the very first thing that Jesus says in response to their question. He says, "Watch out that you are not deceived." Okay? "For many will come in my name, claiming I am he. The time is near. Do not follow these guys." Okay? Do not follow them. And so what Jesus says, the first one, before he gets to anything that has to do with earthquakes or famines or pestilences, diseases, i.e., wars and signs in the sky and things of that nature, the very first thing out of his mouth is, "Don't let anybody deceive you." And so that tells us that one of the biggest obvious signs to indicate that we're getting close, folks, to the last days, and a seven-year tribulation, is there's going to be a massive time of deceit. And Jesus nails it down. The first thing he says there is part of that deception is people are going to appear across the planet. And he says not a couple, he says many, okay, is going to come and say that they are Jesus. There's going to be a bunch of false Christs, okay? And the skeptic would probably say something like, "Well, okay, that's interesting. We've had various people throughout history claiming to be Jesus. That's pretty commonplace. Why should I listen this time, Christian?" Well, what's not common, folks, is how in the last even just a couple decades, there's been an explosion of people claiming to be Jesus Christ and the Messiah, the one to save the planet, you know, from all the destruction that's coming upon the planet. And one such person, actually, believe it or not, folks, and he's involved in the newspaper, he's involved in the global elites, he's involved in politics, he's involved in our government. Wait till you hear what he's doing and what they've done for him in our government, folks. Crowning him the Messiah. I'll get to that in a little bit. But the guy is Reverend Sun Myung Moon, okay, of the Moonies. You might think, well, that was the 70s. Back in the 70s, that was popular, but they've gone away. No, they haven't, folks. And their leader, Reverend Sun Myung Moon, is very active, claiming that he is the savior of the planet.
And he has millions and millions of followers all throughout the world. Do we have any idea how many million followers he has?
I don't have the figure off the top of my head.
Okay, but there's many millions of followers of Sun Myung Moon, and he's still here, and he's still proclaiming he is the Christ. Fabulous amounts of money. He publishes the Washington Times. You may get information from them on a daily basis.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Crone is simply quoting from an article talking about when the Sun Yat-moon was crowned Messiah of the world in one of the Senate office buildings, or in the Senate office building. And basically, of course, he's wearing, of course, all these wonderful robes, and there are people there, and he is going to be crowned in Washington, D.C. This was in March of this year, was it?
It was a few years ago, actually.
Okay, fine. A couple of years ago. But go right ahead with the description.
Well, that's what he says. It was at the Dirksen Senate Office Building, and it was the scene of the coronation ceremony for Reverend Sun Yat-moon, owner of the conservative Washington Times newspaper and the UPI wire service, who was given a bejeweled crown by Representative Danny K. Davis, a Democrat from Illinois. Afterward, Moon told his bipartisan audience of Washington power players that he would save everyone on Earth as he had saved the souls of Hitler and Stalin, believe it or not. He says, in a vision, Moon said that he reformed Hitler and Stalin, that they are vouching for him, which I thought was kind of funny, Dr. Monteith. You know, if you want to have a reference, if you're going to claim to be a messiah, I don't think Hitler and Stalin would be a good one. But anyway, that's what he says. He says that Hitler and Stalin are vouching for him because he helped reform him, calling him, quote, none other than humanity's savior, messiah, returning lord, and true parent. Then a Jewish rabbi declared that Reverend Moon is the true messiah and blew his horn. And it wasn't just the Jews, folks, but it was the Muslims, it was evangelicals, it was mainline Protestants, it was Hindus, assorted other faiths, and just about everybody, okay? And again, you're thinking, man, this is crazy. Are you kidding me? The folks, you get the video. So you'll see the actual photographs. We were able to at least get those, the actual photographs of this ceremony that was taking place in the Senate building. It's just crazy. But, folks, that's exactly the kind of behavior that Jesus told his disciples, you better be on the lookout for. Don't follow these guys. Okay, it's what's going to happen right before he comes back. You're going to see people come on the scene just like Reverend Moon. I even hate using that Reverend title, but saying that he's Jesus. Okay, but that's not all. Jesus said in the text there, as I opened up with, many will come in my name. Okay, and the whole context of what's going on there is global, by the way, is the context. And that's what's happening, not just here in the United States. It's all over the planet, all at the same time, okay? Another guy you could check out, we document this, we even share a video on this one, is a guy called, they call Jesus of Siberia, who has, right now, folks, thousands of his own disciples who think he is Jesus because, after all, he walks around in a crimson robe and has long brown hair. Okay, his devotees say that he, quote, radiates incredible love. And speaking to him is like an electric shock or like bells ringing. And in case you doubt, he has stated, quote, it's all very complicated, but yes, to keep things simple, I am Jesus Christ. And then again, it sounds crazy, it sounds wild, just like the Sun Yat-moon being crowned the Messiah in our Senate. But we shared the actual video. The news is picked up on this guy, at least. And let me read that report that we actually show you the actual video on the DVDs. They say, while Christians all over the world prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, some believe he's alive right now. Where? Within the deep wilderness of northern Russia. Come along tonight for a truly unique story of a man they call Jesus of Siberia. They say it looks like a scene right out of the Sermon on the Mount. We traveled many miles through a bug-infested forest to reach this isolated village in Siberia. Here we meet Jesus, or Vissarion, as they call him. Unbelievably, 15 years ago, this Jesus was Sergei Torup, a small-town Siberian policeman, but now he believes he is the Son of God reincarnated, which right there is the major problem. The Bible does not teach reincarnation. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed once man to die, then face judgment. You don't come back again and again. The New Agers want to try to quote John chapter 3, where Jesus says that you'll be born again. Thus they see, you're born again. No, it doesn't say born again and again and again and again. It talks about a spiritual birth, and it's only a one-time event. Okay, they keep taking things out of context, but if we get that far, and what I'd like to share with you tonight, there's a reason why people fall for this, folks. It's because they're getting away from the Bible, and that's exactly what the Antichrist wants people to do, because he wants them to go after these visions. He wants them to go after these false messiahs. He wants them to say that they've got a new word from God and things of that nature, because the Bible says in the last days he's going to dupe people to worship him with those very things, with lying, false, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. He knows he can't dupe people if they stick to the Bible, but if you can get them outside the Bible and start looking for visions and these special miracles and these messiahs, then when he appears on the scene and does his stuff that's going to be satanically inspired and empowered, man, they're going to fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. But if you stick to the Bible, folks, you can't be fooled by these guys. But these people are fooled because, again, they're not in the Bible. But anyway, so it says thousands in this village believe that this guy, Jesus of Siberia, is Jesus Christ. And listen, folks, these are not misfits. They're not lunatics. They're not people that you'd expect to be in a padded cell or something, with all due respect. Listen, they're professionals. Most of them are professionals, okay? They literally have abandoned their lives in Europe to follow this guy who claims to be Jesus, okay? Let me give you an example. One is a lady, her name's Lynetta. She was a Lithuanian diplomat serving at the European Union headquarters in Brussels, okay? Obviously, she's a professional, okay? And she said, listen, as you can see this on the video. She's there, and she's, I just cried. I began to cry. The feeling was unbelievable. It was like I'm at home. I'm in love, okay? And so, again, this is happening to people all over the planet, United States, Russia, but that's not all. There's other guys. There's all kinds of them. And again, we share several of them with you, not all of them that obviously aren't the planet. There's too many. But there's another guy, believe it or not, if you don't want to travel to Russia, and if you don't want to try to chase down Sonya Moon, there's a guy in Pennsylvania, and I'm not making this up, folks. This is crazy. His name is What's Your Name? Okay, I'm not making it up. And the reason why they call him What's Your Name is because when they ask the guy, what's your name, okay, he's only replying back, what's your name, okay, which to me it sounds like the annoying version of the false messiah. But anyway, that's my personal opinion. But you would think, okay, well, these people are going to stand clear of this guy because he sounds very annoying. Sounds crazy. I'm telling you, folks, people are duped. People know, folks, that there's something on the planet. Christians, non-Christians, people I talk to here in Las Vegas, everywhere, everybody is sensing that something horrible is wrong. Something is wrong with the planet. Something is wrong with all these catastrophes. Something is wrong with our government. Something is wrong with the global scene. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Something's wrong. Why do these things continue to happen? Why do these things continue to escalate? Why do things continue to get worse? And what's happening is people are starting to look, which is a good thing. They're starting to look up, so to speak, okay? But the problem is there's counterfeits out there waiting to snag these people up. And that's why these people are ripe for this stuff, because they know that there has to be more to life. Somebody needs to save us. We are heading over a precipice on all different levels, not just government and economic levels, but morally. Our society is going into decay. It's getting worse. There's no sign of stopping, no sign of letting up. And so they're looking for someone to save them. And right at that time, in the history of mankind, these people are popping up on the scene. And again, it's not just, well, that's kind of an interesting parallel. I'm glad you brought that up for me. That's exactly what Jesus said was going to happen nearly 2,000 years ago, right before he, the true Messiah, came on the scene. Okay? But again, this guy, What's Your Name, in Pennsylvania, he's got thousands of people who visit him. Okay? And they state, listen, I was in his presence for an hour, and I felt unbelievable. Okay? A priest says, well, he's like something like a St. Francis of Assisi. Another lady, she said, he's a blessing from God to all of us. Another woman said, he's a prophet, you know. Okay? And actually, I think on this one, we actually share a video clip of this guy. Again, it's unbelievable. Okay? But maybe you're out there. You know, you're a little choosy with your false messiah. And, you don't want to commit right away. So maybe this guy's too homespun for you. Maybe you need a real Jesus with a real accent. Because we all know, according to Hollywood, that Jesus apparently spoke with a British accent, right? Okay, obviously I'm being facetious to make a point. But for those of you who need that sort of messiah with that British accent, right now there's a guy, he's a former MI5 British Secret Service agent who claims to be the messiah. His name is David Shaler, and this is what he shared in an interview. This is a direct quote. He says, I am the messiah and hold the secret of eternal life. He said it all came about quite suddenly. He said, first I started meditating, and I learned how to channel the light. Okay, which is Deuteronomy chapter 18, if you know the Bible, condemns these kind of practices. God says, don't do that because it's a demonic deception. And just because you might have good feelings, that doesn't mean it's from God. The Bible clearly says also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that even Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Okay, so just because a demon appears on the scene doesn't mean it's always going to freak you out and scare you to death. Been there, done that when I was involved in the occult. But sometimes they dupe you. They play what's called a good cop, bad cop on you. And you're so full of your emotions are charged with feelings of peace and love and bliss that you assume this has to be an angel from God. Nope. It could be a demon. Okay. But again, you'll know that. You won't fall for that if you're in the Bible, but most people aren't. So he's involved in that. And then he says, the more I did research into Freemasonry, the Knights Templar, and Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, the more he said I became convinced that I was the Christ, okay? He said, I was, though, crucified with a crown of thorns and nails, then incarnated as a Jewish revolutionary, but put to death by the Romans at the end of the last century B.C. And the article says, the last decade has been a tough one for the former MI5 officer, which I thought was the understatement of the year. He said, it was in June, he said, that a psychic channeled the spirit of Mary Magdalene and anointed me, the Messiah. And finally, my whole life made sense. Well, there again, there's another biblical error. Again, if you know the Bible, and this is why the Antichrist doesn't want you in there, he knows that that's the only book on the planet, folks, that tells in minute detail, step by step, what he's going to do, and he knows that's the only book on the planet that reveals every single one of his lies and all the tricks that he does to dupe people in these last days, and let alone period, okay? And the Bible clearly says that when a person dies, i.e., in the case of Mary Magdalene, you either go straight to heaven or you go straight to hell. Nobody comes back. And so if you have somebody claiming to be Mary Magdalene or your Aunt Vera or somebody else, the Bible calls that a familiar spirit. That's a demon who is there to deceive you, to draw you away from God and the truth and from Jesus. And so once again, this guy's involved in behavior. All of a sudden, his life makes sense. He's Jesus. Folks, I'm telling you, this is the thread through this. If you don't want to be deceived, get back to the Bible, stick to it, and you can't be fooled by these last days false messiahs.
And we're told that in the end times, there will be many who will come in my name claiming that they will be the Messiah, but of course, do not be deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, so many people are deceived in so many ways today. They can't understand what's going on because, of course, they don't understand the scriptures. Pastor Benny, go right ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, he's telling us about it. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and again, this lady is not Mary the Virgin Birth. It's supposed to be Mary Magdalene. Winking, but this one's a little bit more high-tech version, apparently. This one carries around a handy cam. She's the one who does the videotaping for his conferences. And he says, usually before we give a talk, we talk to our spirit friend. Again, if you know your Bible, Deuteronomy 18, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, about what they feel about the issues you're facing. He says that after death, he and Mary were in the spirit world, realm, and a world that he says he remains in contact with. Okay, the realm of the dead, which is necromancy, which is another violation. He said it's a message the faithful have for all of us and that they want to share. And then you're thinking, okay, this guy's whacked, okay? So he comes from Australia. He's got this really groovy accent. So he might get people to listen for 15 seconds. But you know, after a while, it's just going to get old. And he's claiming to be Jesus. And this lady with a handy cam videotaping the whole thing, claiming to be Mary Magdalene. There's no way they're, you know, it's just going to be a couple isolated people from Texas who... apparently the Dennings was closed and they wasn't open yet and they're waiting for, anyway, obviously I'm being facetious to make a point. Folks, I'm telling you, these are people all over the place. That video clip that we share on the video in this guy's conference room are people from all over the United States came to see this guy in Texas, in Florida, in California, Philadelphia, New Mexico, Washington, South Carolina, on and on it goes, okay? And again, this guy has some huge support. His followers are financing his current world trip from Australia to Greece to England, back to the UK. It's all over the place, okay? And so, again, this is happening all over the planet. These are not just like three or four people that they've schnookered. We're talking mega amounts of people all over the planet. And again, this is happening all at the same time.
Now, you have videos of a lot of these incidents?
Yeah, this is what it's definitely a whole lot more work for us. But it's such absolutely incredible, mind-blowing information, folks, that we share, by and large, if pictures are the minimum, what we do is we share. In fact, one thing I'm talking with you about is, and certainly this A.J. Miller guy who claims to be Jesus from Australia, who's now traipsing around the planet, we share the actual video clips. So you will see with your own eyes these people coming out of their mouth on camera saying, I am Jesus Christ. It is mind-blowing, okay? In fact, probably one of the most audacious ones, and again, we have the video clip on this one. Wait till you see this. He gets interviewed, I believe, by CNN and one of the big news stations. We got the video. And he claims to be Jesus Christ. His name is Jose Miranda, okay? And what he does for his followers is he has them, as a sign of allegiance, he has them tattoo 666 on their body. Okay, you can see the video with our own eyes. I'm not making these people so gleeful. It shows them going into the tattoo parlor, and they're just all happy. They all get out their tattoo and 666 all on their bodies, on their ankles, and on the back of their neck, and things of that nature. And because he said that's not, you know, it doesn't mean something bad, it's something good. It's just crazy. Okay, and let me share with you a little bit of excerpt from that video that we share with you on the DVDs. You can see it with your own eyes. And he's this one lady, because speaking about him, says Jesus is back. And he's here to teach us that we should reign in life and that there is no sin. And today we're honoring him with a symbol. And, of course, that symbol is tattooing on their arms, on their ankles, on their necks, 666. The biblical sign, of course, we know in the scripture, is associated with the Antichrist. Okay, why? Because their spiritual leader says he is the Antichrist, not the embodiment of evil, but rather the second coming, which is crazy because he says, you know, the Antichrist doesn't mean... the Antichrist, like I think it means Jesus Christ. No, it doesn't. It means an opposer of Christ, a fake Christ, okay, is what he's talking about. And he literally, you'll see this. This is mind-blowing. It just makes you, just almost takes your breath away. He looks straight into the camera, and the reporter is interviewing him. And he says, what the 666 in Antichrist means, really, according to him, is do not put your eyes on Jesus of Nazareth. Put it in Jesus after the cross. And the reporter looks at him bold-faced and says, and that's you? And he looks back and smiles. He goes, yep, that's me. Okay? And, folks, I'm telling you, you can see this with your own eyes. And again, this isn't some just guy, okay, he snookered a couple people in South Florida. No, he's got millions of followers. A lot of them are in Latin America, but they're all over the world. He's got hundreds of churches, cable TV stations. He brings in millions of dollars in donations. And he's got a massive growing presence here in the United States, okay? And then he even had the audacity to say that he does greater things of Jesus of Nazareth. All this is happening right now. This is the tip of the iceberg, and it's exactly what Jesus said was going to happen right before he, the real Messiah, came back.
Well, we are truly living in exciting times, and I believe we are living in prophetic and biblical times. And so you can only understand what's going on in the world today politically if you understand what's going on in the world spiritually. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Messiah. Thanks, okay. And but he's still out there being promoted. And
Hold that thought with some of the Pastor Billy's talk about a man named Benjamin Krim, who I've been following for close to 20 years. And, of course, his Messiah is a man named Maitreya, who is the Christ. And, of course, many people claim to have seen him and that he is actually performed or certainly supernatural events. But anyway, supernatural things. Anyway, pick up the story. You're talking about Maitreya, who is supposedly, at least to Benjamin Krim, the true Christ, who is among us today.
Well, yeah, and of course, everybody, all these false Christs have their supposed, you know, it contradicts Scripture, but since nobody's in the Bible, then they just skip right over that. And so what their supposed proof is all these counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. And again, if you know your Bible, that's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do with the false prophet in the last days, okay? But anyway, so this guy, Lord Maitreya, who was promoted by Benjamin Krim, he thousands of people all over the world, more than that, all over the world consider this guy to be the Messiah, okay? And his appearance is supposed to have spawned healing spring, right? Weeping and bleeding statue, because that's what we base truth on. Is a weeping or bleeding statue. No, it's not. It's on the Bible, okay? And even, listen, divine messages inscribed by seeds within fruit and vegetables. Now, a couple things there. Number one, if my fruit started moving and the seed inside of it was moving around trying to inscribe something, I think I'd probably step on it. Number two, you got to be kidding me. A divine message. You're gonna base your messiahship, if you will, on a divine message that was supposedly inscribed by a seed that was inside of a fruit or vegetable. It's crazy, but people, that's got to be real. Folks, I'm telling you, that's not, you stick to the Bible, you cannot be fooled. That's why Jesus said, don't let anyone deceive you. Okay, now, it's one thing for this guy to make these claims, even these claims of these miracles, healing springs, and weeping and bleeding statues, and messages inscribed with and the fruit and vegetables with seeds moving around, apparently. And you think, well, nobody's going to fall for this baloney. I don't care if the Benjamin Krim's out there for 30 years claiming this guy's dead. Nobody's going to fall for it. Well, folks, this is wild, and we share this on the DVD. I'm not making this up. CNN, and we've discovered at least two commercials on CNN. This isn't JoeSchmo.com. This is Timbuktu, Illinois. In a town of 4,000 people that mustered up a TV station and they're hurting for funds, so they put this on their station. This is CNN, okay, has actually broadcast at least two commercials that we know on CNN announcing this guy as the Messiah. We share with you the video clips. You can see them straight from CNN, man. And let me just read to you the transcript. It says this, and of course the music, that you'll see the video, the commercial, it's all put to music and all that stuff. But it says this, if the Christ or Buddha returned today, would you recognize him? The one awaited by all major religions has come when we least expected him. He is ready to emerge openly very soon. Look for a bright star shining in the sky, night and day, as a sign of his public emergence. Imagine a world free of war, poverty, and injustice, where sharing and cooperation replace greed and competition, where peace born of justice prevails. In the midst of today's chaos, is this new world possible? Now, in our midst, we have help of an extraordinary kind, expected by every major faith. He awaits but our invitation. Maitreya, the world teacher, is now among us. Actual commercials broadcasting this false messiah on CNN. Folks, that has never happened before in our history, but it's happening now. And that's exactly what Jesus says you can expect right before he, the true messiah, comes down the planet. Okay? And but that's only part one of the enemy's deceit, folks, and getting people to fall for these false Christs. They're also going to, the Bible says that people, here's why they fall for these false Christs, is because they go after what's called false myths, okay? And that's what the Bible says, okay? Because if you're out there, and if you do even know just a smidgen of the Scripture and about Jesus and about his second coming, you know that there's no way that these guys should be listening to these goobers who are claiming to be Jesus, because it's ludicrous. All you got to do is read the Bible and see that this is not the way that Jesus is coming back. These guys are imposters, okay? Because the Bible says in Matthew 24, it says this, so if anyone tells you, there he is, out in the desert, do not go out, Jesus says, or here he is, in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, in other words, it's going to be a global event, okay, so will the coming of the Son of Man, okay? Now, folks, how do you get any clearer than this passage? And that's just two verses. There's other passages you can look at. You can look at Acts chapter 1, where when Jesus visibly ascended into heaven, the disciples are still looking up. Two angels appeared next to him and says, hey, listen, why are you still looking? This same Jesus that you're trying to find, okay, where'd he go? In the clouds there. He says that he's coming back the same way. It's going to be a physical appearance. It's going to come from the sky. It's going to be visible as is from the east. Lightning comes from the east and the west. It's going to be a global event. So there it is. Okay, when Jesus comes back, he is not going to secretly appear in the desert in Australia. Okay, he's not going to appear in a rented room in some Holiday Inn. He's not going to pop in from Pennsylvania asking people, hey, what's your name? What's your name? Okay, and he's not going to encourage people to tattoo 666 on their bodies and say the mark of the beast is a good thing. There is no sin and there is no hell. No, he says just as lightning shows up and is visible from the east to is from the west, so is the coming of the Son of Man. Okay, it's going to be a global event. Everybody's going to see it who's on the planet at that time, and there's not going to be a mistake about it. And believe it or not, it's not going to be done in secret. And believe it or not, I don't think he's even going to need CNN to help him announce it. Okay? Now, again, I said all that to make the point. Who in their right mind, then, would fall for these false Christs? Who would listen to Sun Young Moon? Who would fall for this Jesus of Siberia, quit their job at the European Union and start crying their eyeballs out? Who would listen to that what's your name guy, or this British Secret Service agent guy now claiming to be the Messiah, or this John Miller whose girlfriend is supposed to be Mary Magdalene who videotapes his conference? Who in their right mind would listen to Jose Miranda who says that, oh yeah, I'm Jesus and I do greater works than he and tattoo 666 on your body? Well, folks, believe it or not, the Bible says the reason why people fall for this is because there's another interesting thing that takes place in the last days. The Bible says in the last days, people are not going to, they may have a copy of the Bible. It might even be in their church services, but they're going to chase after what the Bible calls strange myth. And that's in this text in 2 Timothy. It says this, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge, preach the word, the Bible. Be prepared in season, out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Why? Because a time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine, okay? Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Listen, they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside from the myth, turn aside to myth, okay? Which tells us, folks, the sad reality, not just of the world, this tells us the sad reality of the so-called church in the last days. The Bible says that the church is not going to get better and better as the appearing of Jesus gets closer and closer, as some would falsely state. But rather, believe it or not, folks, churches it's going to get so bad, they are going to purposely hire pastors, leaders, teachers, if you will, to tickle their ears with non-convicting sermons with things that they want to hear, things that will please them instead of the truth. In fact, it's going to get so bad that they're going to then turn away from the truth, okay, and they're going to follow myth. It's mythos in the Greek. It literally means things made up, okay? And so you put this together, not just the sign that Jesus said guys are going to appear on the scene claiming to be Jesus, but you put this together with what Paul says to Timothy here, speaking of the last days, that the church is going to literally follow after things made up. You put those things two together and answers the question. This is why millions of people across the planet are following these people who have the audacity to claim to be Jesus Christ, because they refuse to listen, they refuse to heed, they refuse to study the Bible, and would rather run after things that are literally made up. And that's exactly what these guys are doing. Excuse me, you're going to say that you're getting a divine message from a seed that did a secret message instead of a piece of fruit. That's crazy. That's a mythos. That's a myth. That's a thing made up. But that's exactly what the Bible said was going to happen, okay? And again, once you start veering after things made up, it might sound like a small thing, folks, but it all is a process where you get away from the truth. And we share this trend, not just in the world, this trend even in the church, where people are away from the Bible and they want some vision. They want something fantastic. They want something quasi-spiritual or supernatural. Right? And again, God does do supernatural things. But once you get outside the scope of the Bible, you are being set up for delusion. Okay? And as crazy as it is, remember, the word there is muthon. It's things made up. Okay, and people are going to follow after that. That means they're going to be interested in it. That means they're going to believe it. That means they're going to be all jazzed about it. They're going to promote it. They're going to be excited. This is going to become their sign, okay? And we share with you those trends, okay, that people are seeing Jesus all over the place on all kinds of things that are made up. And we share this with you, folks. This is happening all over the place, okay? And the classic one, we actually share that video clip on this one. Believe it or not, according to these people, Jesus appeared on a french fry. Okay, believe it or not, this is how bad it's got. And it says this: a local woman in the California capital says she was cooking dinner for her husband when she suddenly noticed the crispy crucifix, adding she's never seen anything like it in her 88 years on the planet. No word on whether Jesus on a french fry will follow the path carved by Jesus on an oyster, or Jesus on a fish stick, or Jesus on a pierogi. And if you think you're kidding, folks, those are actually other occurrences as well. And they've actually appeared on eBay, and people have actually bought these things. Okay, but there was also another person who claimed to see Jesus on a chip. That's right. The lady saw the discovery of the chip as a sign that the family is doing something right, and that perhaps as an indication that they need to stop smoking. Quote, this strengthens my faith. It makes me believe even more, because you supposedly saw Jesus on a potato chip. Folks, I'm telling you, even this crazy behavior was predicted in the Bible as part and parcel of what people are going to do in the last days, okay? It's setting them up for the last days deception, for the Antichrist, who's also going to give you some signs, all right, except they're satanically inspired, and it's going to make this Jesus on a french fry or potato chip look like chump change. But if you're going to fall for Jesus on a french fry or potato chip, man, you're going to fall hook, line, and sinker for what the Antichrist and the false prophet have cooked up for you, okay? But speaking of potato chips, apparently, according to this guy, he also was encouraged because he saw Jesus on a Cheeto. That's right. He said, quote, I was fixing to eat it when I saw the image. I don't think the heavenly choir actually started singing, but in my mind they did. Or a girl says she saw Jesus on her bruise. And she saw it as a sign that, quote, Jesus, listen, I'm not making this up, wants us to ride around in cars with boys. He's telling us it's okay and that I need a cooler cell phone. It's so wild and comical that you're going, okay, this is a joke, right? No, folks, these are real people who really believe this, and to them, this is their encouragement. Not the Bible, not what God has to say that is trustworthy and true, but these mythos, these myths, these things made up, they're placing their hopes in them. They're placing their heart in. This becomes true for them. And I'm telling you, folks, this is all leading up to the Antichrist deceiving people. But then that's not all. Jesus appeared also on a cell phone, apparently. And the person said this, quote, the message I got was that he was telling me that he was with me. And just to be sure it wasn't a hoax, they checked to see if the image had come preloaded with the phone or had been sent to them. Apparently, it wasn't. So apparently, it was a truly, quote, divine miracle. But then that's not all. Jesus apparently is concerned about everybody, including gamers. He appeared on Xbox 360. That's right. And folks, every single one of these, we either share the video news report and or the actual photograph of the actual thing they say that they saw Jesus on, including the chip and the Cheeto and the bruise, et cetera, et cetera. But they also said that they saw Jesus on this Xbox 360 package. And of course, when we show you the package, you're going, excuse me, that's supposed to be Jesus? Anyway, and the guy says, oh, hey, listen, I did not alter the package in any way. Okay, this is something beyond my understanding. But then again, I'm telling you, it's not just people outside the church, it's inside the church. Believe it or not, a church says that they now have Jesus on the pulpit, on their pulpit right there. Okay, Jubilee Fellowship Church members say you can see the face of Jesus on their pulpit. Okay, after it was revarnished, someone from the church noticed the profile. What they believe is Jesus Christ. Okay, hey, for you folks out there, with all due respect, who go to that church, Jubilee Fellowship Church, run. Okay, because that is not Jesus Christ, and he's not stuck on the pulpit. Okay, but anyway, another guy said he saw Jesus on a closet door. Okay, he says, my old closet door has a very curious wood grain pattern in. Many people over the years have said it looks exactly like Jesus Christ holding out his hand. Or, that's right, we shared you a video clip on this one. A lady claims that she discovered Jesus on an iron. Okay? One woman, she says, her name's Mary Jo Cody. We, again, share the video. She says, Jesus is on my iron. You see his head there, his hair, his eyes, his nose. And she said, last Sunday, the door was shut, and I opened the door, and I looked, and I see this image staring at me. And it was like, my first reaction was, it's an image of Jesus looking at me. And I was like, okay, you're crazy. So I look at it again. He's still there. It'll be a reminder. Listen, here's what it did. It'll be a reminder that things are going to be good and get better. That's right. But apparently it's also going to get better for musicians, because this guy, Jeff Hoyer, told Ludington News that he saw Jesus on a guitar. He said, I've been here for 27 years, and I've never seen anything close to that. The face is so clear. It reminded me of the Shroud of Turin, and we know who that was. Okay. But apparently Jesus is into nature, because he appeared on a tree and on a rock. Okay, one person said, recently, while attempting to find solace against an imminent foreclosure, now notice, don't turn to the Bible. Don't go to there and see what God says and how he'll take care of us as our provider. Don't trust him. You know, don't do what Jesus says. Don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, Matthew chapter 6. You just get busy seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, and he'll take care of you. Okay, don't read that. But attempting to find solace against an imminent foreclosure, a couple had discovered that an image of Jesus had appeared in a knothole in their tree. And the couple believes that this is a sign that something good is coming their way. That's right. And that when another person saw Jesus on a rock, she was riding on a bus, looking out the window, and there it was. She saw. Her friend believes that the image is there to watch over them. And another friend says, since the lady needs a kidney, the image is a sign that she's going to be okay. Yeah. And then a lady also saw Jesus. She's looking up. That's a good direction. But she saw Jesus on the ceiling stain. That's right. Apparently she got no further than the ceiling. But and this was in a body shop. She said, I think it's a silhouette. It's kind of a partial beard. She said, if it had leaked a little more, there would a beard would have been on the other side too. And believe it or not, they're looking at selling this on eBay. And unfortunately, people are going to buy it. But again, I'm telling you, the church gets into this. One church kid, in southeast Kansas, says that Jesus appeared on a shoe. He noticed a stain on the tongue of his new shoes, and upon further inspection, it was the image of Jesus Christ. And listen, they're going to list this thing on eBay, and then, of course, they're going to be godly about it. They're going to have a portion of the proceeds go back to church ministry. Excuse me? What a horrible witness for a church. Okay? But then, that's not all, folks. You could also have Jesus on a lava lamp, Jesus on pita bread, Jesus on a rotten potato, Jesus on everything, Jesus on a dog door, Jesus on an x-ray, Jesus on a moth, Jesus on a cat, Jesus on a wheel, Jesus on a pretzel, Jesus on a spoon, and believe it or not, they've even said that they found Jesus on a beer bottle and a toilet seat, okay? Folks, I'm not making this up. This is all happening right now. This is the tip of the iceberg, but these are clear signs that the Bible says is going to happen. People are going to claim to be Jesus. They're going to fall for it. Why are they going to fall for it? Because the Bible also says that in the last days, people will get out of the Bible and get into these strange myths. And it's all happening right now.
And, of course, our guest this evening, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be back here in just a moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're warned at the end times, there are going to be all the false Christs, and they're all over the world today.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Manifestations of Jesus, and of course misleading people all over the world are not going to the scriptures to find Jesus. Why are they seeing him? Certainly in all sorts of bizarre ways. And each one is given spiritual significance. This is not what Christianity is all about. Now, we're out of time, but before we let Pastor Billy go, I want you to tell us actually how people can get in touch with your ministry, and if certainly if they're living in the Las Vegas area, how they can get to your church, or as certainly when my family visited there recently, they actually visited the church, had a wonderful, wonderful time. But how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Monteith. You can check us out at our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com. GetalifeMedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can stop by for studies live at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV as in Las Vegas.com at Sunrise Baptist Church. Or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And thank you so very much. My son and my wife were there when they were in Las Vegas recently at a radio convention. Had a wonderful time. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Good
night. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the programs with Pastor Billy. Now, we actually have the new DVD set. We have part one, part two, part three, and part four. Each one has five DVDs in it. Wonderful teaching and all sorts of amazing video clips that make it well worthwhile. And very often when we finish up our program here on Radio Liberty at 10 o'clock in the evening, and we simply go in and spend an hour watching Pastor Billy if we have one of his new ones. But we have part one, part two, part three, and part four. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. we think they're well worthwhile. Now, to understand what's going on spiritually, let me suggest my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21 of the Covert Plan. It comes with a syllabus, not what I've written, but what the people on the other side have written. You see, the people on the other side feel that you're so dumb, you will never be able to recognize what they're doing. And if somebody told you what was going on, you wouldn't believe it. It couldn't be true. Then it couldn't really be true. People out there who want to kill off the vast majority of people in the world. I mean, nobody in their right mind would want to kill off 90% of the world's population. I mean, certainly this just couldn't happen. Well, I used to think that as well, but you certainly need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and then if you'd like to read my treatise, you'll find it on the internet. If you have a search engine, type in the Population Control Agenda, Population Control Agenda, and put in my name, Dr. Stanley Monteith, or Radio Liberty, or you go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and simply put in Population Control, go to radioliberty.com, you can scroll down on my homepage, you'll actually see a copy of it, and we want you to copy it and distribute it. You really must understand there is an agenda. These people know exactly what they're doing, and some of the most prominent people in the world have talked about the necessity of killing off the vast majority of people in the world, which is why, of course, we have so much cancer today. We did a program this evening with Ty Bollinger on his new book on cancer, which incidentally we carry, and basically he goes into the fact that 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Today it's one in two men and one in three women. This didn't happen by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the children, and few people care. They're poisoning the forest. They're poisoning the trees. They even distribute insecticides that poison the bees. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just realize that most people could never believe there could be anything this evil. And that is why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for my ministry and our staff, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Pack here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jeff Ordonez, and he's written a book about 7 anticipated disasters. What's the exact title of your book, Jeff?
It's 7 Predicted Disasters.
7 Predicted Disasters. Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and why you wrote this book?
Well, sure. First of all, let me say that it is a privilege to be with you tonight. I'm very honored to be able to share this information with you and your listeners. By the miracle and by the grace of God, I was saved by our Lord Jesus Christ from a life that was really, in my point of view, not worthy of much salvation, to be honest.
Well, Jeff, are you on a regular hardline telephone, or are you on a cell phone or something? We don't have the best of connections. Are you on a regular hardline phone?
Oh, no, I'm very sorry. No, I'm on a cell phone right now.
Do you have a hardline there?
Unfortunately, I don't.
All right,
well,
then we'll just go ahead with the cell phone. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, for about the last 20 years, I've been the founder and of a company called Christ Audio, where we do a lot of work for our, you know, brothers and sisters of the Christian faith. We help them with issues like drug addiction, alcoholism, stress-related issues, anxieties, and things like that. And I've been very fortunate in helping those who need a lot of help and helping them on the path of goodness in their life. Along those lines, though, I do a lot of Bible teaching and have learned a lot about the Bible over the last 20 years. But over the last about 15 or 13 years, I've been studying the Bible in more deeply in the Hebrew and the Greek language. And the scriptures are just absolutely astounding when you get into the original languages. And have been producing Bible studies for about the last 10 years. And more specifically, in the prophecies of the Bible. And that has revealed some startling pictures of what's coming in the future. And what has started this this little book, you know, that I've written here, was a little show called Doomsday Preppers, which I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the show. In fact, it was on just a few hours ago. And in watching that show, I began to realize how inappropriate some of the preparations were. I would sit there and I would watch and I think to myself, if these people actually knew what was headed our way, they would prepare for those situations that are fastly approaching our society. And so this little book, we printed it, put it together, and released it about 2 weeks ago.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back in just here in a moment here. Well, no, go right ahead. We'll go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, sure. Well, since the printing of the book, it's only been about 2 weeks. There have been hundreds and hundreds sold. It's already climbed the charts on Amazon. And from what I'm gathering, there's a hunger for this kind of information. You know, Stanley, I really believe that what's happening right now is that many, many people are intuitively seeing the coming storm.
Well, I think most people know something is seriously wrong. They just can't put it all together. And I assume then that these seven predicted disasters really are based upon the prophecies. And when you read the prophecies about what is going to happen in the latter days, they're terrible things are going to happen. And yet they're prophesied in the scriptures that they will surely take place. We'll be back in just a moment. Jeff, you go right ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're back.
We are back. Go right ahead.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Yeah, the events that are lining up right now are going to result in, it frightens me to say this, but in the death of approximately 2 billion people and the pain and the suffering of approximately 2 to 3 billion people. The events that we discovered in the Bible were no coincidence. We did this study based on some of the prepper movement that's out there right now. And the deeper we got into the Hebrew and the Greek scriptures, the more startling the picture was. The evidence now is concrete that even the U.S. is going to suffer catastrophic losses. And if you hear a little trembling or a little shaking in my voice, it's because... Well, if you knew what was in my heart, you would be somewhat frightened, and you'd probably want to prepare pretty soon.
All right, fine. Well, so David, what are the things that you anticipate are going to be taking place here in the near future? And what about the timeline? Are we talking about a matter of days? Are we talking about a matter of weeks? Are we talking about a month? Are we talking about a number of years before these things come to pass?
I love that question. And it's really unfortunate because there are a lot of people that have a complete disregard for these types of events that are occurring right now. And they really feel that life is as usual, should continue, and nothing's going on. Well, the Bible says something completely different, and unfortunately, every single event that needs to be present or that needs to happen in order for these predicted disasters to occur rapidly are now present. In fact, I couldn't have made that statement just as recent as 2010. But as of 2011, the last and final event came into position for the seven predicted disasters to occur. There is no specific timeline, and there's no specific date in which these will begin to occur. The best that we know is that we need to look at the events leading up to the predicted disasters, and based on everything, on all the current events, social events.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so here, I guess, is Jeff Ordonez. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, Jeff Ordonez. That's fine.
Okay, fine. And basically, he's written a book, Seven Predicted Disasters, really based upon the scriptures. And he feels, of course, that they're coming relatively soon, although there's no specific timeline. But everything seems to be in place for these disasters to take place. Now, many people feel something's going to happen. We see television programs about the preppers. Of course, a lot of people ridicule them, these ideas are putting aside food and clothing and fuel and things of this sort in case simply society as we know it breaks down. But of course, there's an increasing number of people who know something serious is going to take place. There are a lot of people who, of course, have no grasp of what's going on, and certainly if a cataclysmic event were to take place, they would be totally unprepared. They wouldn't have food, they wouldn't have water. I mean, you can get by without food for a number of days, but you can't get by without water. And suddenly, if you're in a major city and there's no water there, if you're in a major city, there's no electricity there, suddenly there's no way of getting out, there's no food on the shelves. Those of you who heard our conference recently, October 21st, the annual Radio Liberty Conference, will recall that Ambassador Henry Cooper, who has strong ties in Washington, D.C., was for at least almost a decade the United States Ambassador to the disarmament talks with the Soviet Union. And as a result of that, he's certainly well known in Washington, D.C. But in his talk on the danger of an EMP attack, he made the simple statement that we could use 90% of the American population in 6 months to a year with an EMP attack. And he is very concerned, and I will tell you that he and his wife have certainly a place a long way away from Washington, D.C., where he lives, but a place that he and his family can go. And many other people in Washington, D.C. are making similar preparations. They know what's coming down the line, but you're not hearing about this. And actually, most people just sort of ridicule the preppers, and yet you should be making preparations, of course, physical preparations, but also, and I'm sure Jeff would agree with this, spiritual preparations, because it may be that nothing we can do will prepare us for what lies ahead. The most important thing is our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Jeff, you pick up the story and go from there.
Absolutely. Well, let me start by saying I love the work that you do. Thank you so much, Stanley, for what you do and for the information and for your work. The information that needs to go out to people is very limited, and it's because of people like you who are dedicated in this line of work. It's because of you that I believe that many lives will be saved. So let me just say thank you.
Well, I just hope and pray you're right. I hope that people are making preparations, and I appreciate your words of encouragement, because believe me, sometimes I wonder, should we continue doing this? But as long as my wife will stand beside me, we will continue trying to awaken the American people to the very real danger we face, not from without, but from within. Go right ahead.
Well, God bless you for that. Yes. So, like I was saying, there is no specific date in the ancient Hebrew scriptures and Greek scriptures as to when these predicted disasters will begin to take effect. But at the moment, every social, economic, listen to me, folks, very carefully, every social, economic, political, and natural event that has to be in place is now in place and is now currently converging simultaneously like no other time in the history of the world. We need to prepare immediately.
I certainly concur. Go right ahead.
Yes. Well, if you like to, we can get into the seven predicted disasters.
Let's get down. What are the seven predicted disasters, and how will each one impact upon the people in the listening audience tonight? Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. What I'll do is I can relate to you and to your listeners each of the predicted disasters, and then I will give you a small summary of what the current events are leading up to this predicted disaster, so you can see the imminent impact of this disaster upon us and how it's soon approaching us. And then I can give you a few survival keys and a few suggestions that you can prepare for and prepare your family, okay?
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. The first one is death by social violence. If you have a pen and a paper handy, go ahead and get a pen and some paper and write these down. The first one is death by social violence. The Book of Revelation, as well as other books, prophetic books, speak of how the spiritual condition or the spiritual attribute of God of peace is going to be taken away from the earth. And when this attribute is removed from the earth, there will be unrestrained social violence. Now, without that spiritual quality of peace, people will act savagely. They will have absolutely no sense of morality, and this type of violence will create a lot of chaos, and unfortunately, a lot of death. Now, according to a few other Bible verses, death by social violence is going to occur because of political ideology, economic collapses. Please listen to me, folks. Prohibitive food costs is at the top of the list. Hunger, unemployment, and also religious conflict. In this type of a situation, a police force will be insufficient to keep you safe, to keep you and your family safe. You can verify what I am saying to you tonight, and if you want to take notes, please, I encourage you to take notes. At the moment, right now, the police ratio is 400 to 1. Some people say it's 500 to 1. 400 people. For every 400 people, there is one police officer. Now, let me ask you this. If only 10% of the population were to riot, that's 40 people for every one police officer. Is that going to be enough to maintain social order? Well, it isn't, is it? Impossible. What if it was just 20% of the population that rides? That's 80 to 1. So with those numbers, this type of impending disaster that's looming just around the corner, a police force will not be sufficient. Even if the government were to import every single military person from all over the world, that comprises 1.3 million personnel, military personnel, even in that case, you still have approximately a 300-to-1 ratio. So that's still not enough. So this is one of those disasters that is predicted to bring about great chaos and a lot of pain and suffering to people. And this is something that a lot of the preppers do foresee in the future. Now, for those of you, as well as myself, I live in a rural area. A lot of people think they're going to be safe because they live in a rural area. But let me remind you that during the Great Depression, the city dwellers, after not being able to feed their families and their children and their wives, they began to move into the rural areas and strip land and homes of any value, of all food, and of anything they could find. They would just strip homes to nothing. So the best thing to do is to prepare now. These are some of the current warning signs. In fact, you know what? I'm going to highlight just one because I understand we have some limited time here, but so let me just highlight one. This is one of the most startling and most unprecedented events in our history. In the year 2011, just last year, the world witnessed a radical movement of mass protest. You might remember this, Stanley, when we had massive rioting all over the world because people were protesting for an economic change. And if you remember, there were television transmissions all over the world about people protesting all over Europe, parts of Asia, here in the United States, also parts in South America. It was a global protest. Now, this global protest was organized by a small group. All this communication was traced to one tiny little group called Anonymous. You might remember that, the Anonymous group. Listen, I'm going to read to you what their slogan is. Pay close attention. Their slogan is, "We are Legion. We do not forget. We do not forgive." Now, why was this so important? For those of you who are Christians, you might know this answer. For those of you who are not, let me highlight a little verse in Mark 5, 8 through 9, when Jesus comes face to face with a man possessed of demons. The demons declare to him that their name is Legion. Now, this is how important this is and how historic this event was in 2011. Stanley, I'll turn it over to you. I believe we have a break.
No, you go right ahead. I'll tell you, go right ahead. What happened?
Okay. All right. For decades, please pay attention to me closely, folks. For decades, Bible experts would look at this little verse and say, why would Jesus need to know the name of these demons? He has no need to know it. But no one has ever had an explanation why the name of these demons in the Bible even appears. That mystery was solved in 2011. In 2011, these people declared that the name or the spiritual force...
Hold the thought. Go right ahead. What's the significance of the name?
Absolutely. Let me get to it.
Go ahead.
Sure. The mystery about this name, Legion, was solved in 2011. In 2011, this group that caused this worldwide riot, and many people were killed. In fact, there was three incidents that I recall that I saw with my own eyes, and I believe there was more, but I can only report to you what I saw. Three people actually burned themselves during this riot.
Now, when was this riot you're talking about?
This took place in the middle of 2011, last year.
And what part of the country was this in?
It was all over the world.
Did you say you actually saw this take place or what?
Yes, they actually had, there was actually a worldwide transmission of massive riots all over the world.
Now, when exactly in 2011 was that?
It was somewhere between the middle of the summer all the way into the fall.
Oh, and were these demonstrations, what were they demonstrations about? Were they demonstrations about American policy or what?
They were demonstrations for economic change. People were tired of being poor and being hungry. And so their solution was to take to the streets and riot. Now, this was organized globally. It was a global movement. It was so large that many of the major news companies and broadcasters broadcasted it worldwide. I have three screens on my desk. On one of them, I actually had a four-way television communication with cameras that I was able to plug into with some software that we have, and I was watching riots in Italy, Spain, even parts of Russia were rioting, as well as Washington, D.C., Ohio, Florida, California, even here in my home state in Colorado, even in a little town, Colorado Springs, there were riots downtown. And it was all happening simultaneously, and it was all traced back to a small group called Anonymous.
But how in the world were they able to get people in every community? Somebody has to get into that community. Somebody has to get the people out on the streets. Somebody has to get the riots started. I mean, This doesn't happen. You cannot have just a couple of people doing it. It has to be coordinated all across the world.
That is the most amazing part of this movement and about this Bible prophecy. That could have never happened. It could have never been organized unless we have miniaturized technology. Today, with a Twitter account, with a Facebook account, and with texting and smartphones, one person can communicate to thousands of people. And if you have several hundred or several thousand people doing the same thing, you could literally, today, this wasn't possible 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, but today, several thousand people, hundreds of people, thousands of people can mobilize millions, tens of millions of people simultaneously. If it's all coordinated for one date, it's possible today like it never was in the history of man.
Well, certainly we do have the technology now for communication, and I certainly share your concern. We've seen the communists organize riots here in America with a million men getting together. Well, this is Dr. Stan Jeff is simply talking about the fact that in 2011, why there are riots all over the world, certainly in Europe and certainly in the United States, and certainly even riots there in Colorado where he lives. And these were traced back, you had a very small organization really behind these worldwide riots, pointing out that today, with the internet and Facebook and all of these other means we have of reaching people, a very small number of people can get large numbers of people out on the streets demonstrating. And of course, once you get them out there, then all you need is agent provocateurs. And those of you who don't understand the techniques used in riots, you really need to get our 4-tape or CD set. The battle in Seattle, it took place probably 6 or 8 years ago, and it was a demonstration against a financial meeting that was being held up there. But it was carefully planned, certainly. Our intelligence agencies got tens of thousands of people out there on the streets. Then they had their agents come dressed in ninja suits, and actually committing acts of violence, breaking windows, certainly throwing stones at the police. Then the police then would charge the peaceful demonstrators. But of course, they know exactly how to turn a peaceful demonstration into a violent demonstration with the police on one side and the demonstrators on the other who are just trying to express their concern. But of course, they bring in their professional agent provocateurs. That's what they call them. They know exactly how to do that. Is that basically what you're talking about, Jeff?
Yes, it is, but it goes a little deeper than that.
You go right ahead.
Sure. You see, according to the biblical predictions, this type of a movement, this violent movement, actually has a very evil spiritual undertone to it. Back in Jesus' day, during the biblical times, this demon exposed himself by calling himself Legion, who was operating through people. In 2011, this small group called Anonymous claimed the same name. In fact, they call them, in fact, their slogan says, "We are Legion. We don't forgive and we don't forget." These are the people claiming this spiritual name who mobilized millions of people to riot in the streets.
Well, I think that people really have to understand, and most people don't, that there are powerful spiritual forces in the world today that have this capacity. I mean, we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. And if you can tap into that, and ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Christian, you do not want to tap into those spiritual forces, but they're there and they will motivate people to do things that are totally illogical. Go right ahead there, Jeff.
Boy, you stated it perfectly, perfectly on the nail. Thank you. Absolutely. So for decades, many Bible experts didn't know why this demon declared his name or even why it's in the Bible. But in 2011, that mystery was solved. If that name did not appear in the Bible, we would have never known today what this legion or what this spiritual movement or what this riotous movement is all about and how it interconnects with all the prophecies. So until 2011, that was an unsolved mystery. But today, now we know that there is a spiritual entity or spiritual force that has announced their presence in 2011 and that worldwide that absolute destructive force, worldwide riot, was simply a practice run for what is about to come. It's already predicted.
All right, fine. I think that we will see increasing unrest. I think you're absolutely right. I think people need to begin mobilizing in their communities and certainly talking to people simply about the possibility of these demonstrations, the beginning of the breakdown of society. And in the process, hopefully, you can begin to witness to people about the spiritual implications of what's going on. A lot of people certainly don't believe in this sort of thing. Even a lot of Christians don't believe in it. All you can do is begin raising the questions, but start raising the questions with your neighbors now, because you're going to have their help in the difficult times that lie ahead, and you're going to have to help them as well. Because as Christians, our testimony is demonstrated by what we do to help others. Go right ahead.
Absolutely, and you said it perfectly well. We need to love each other, if at all possible, even take care of each other the best way that we can, and according to our Christian values, even take care of each other, even if it hurts us. We are to love each other with a love that is undying. That's just the way that it is. We know that Christ died for us, and we should love one another in the same way.
Amen to that. Okay, go right ahead.
All right, so at the end of each little chapter, I have a few survival keys. So if you'd like to, I can go through those right now if you have a pen and paper.
No, we will do that in just a moment when we get back from this break, right
sure.
Here at Radio Liberty.
The storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. Through the prairie, through the ocean, white with hope.
be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jeff Ordonez, and his book, Seven Predicted Disasters. Seven Predicted Disasters. And Jeff, I would love to see a copy of this book, but could you like to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your book?
Well, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, I love to talk to people. People are more than welcome to visit our website. In fact, the website is actually called the same name as the book. It is Seven, that's the number seven, sevenpredicteddisasters.com. You go to sevenpredicteddisasters.com. There is also a way to get on our email list. It's free, 100% free, and we will email you, usually right around once a month, updates on the predicted disasters and how all of the events converging up to these disasters are coming together. It's a very useful website, so if you go there, you can also purchase the book. And we can get it out to you. It's now published in seven countries. We can get out to you in about 3 to 5 days.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
Okay, sure. So I'd like to get into some of the survival keys. And bear in mind that this little book is not a survival manual. It is not a prepper guide or anything like that. We strictly focus on just the predicted disasters and how all the current events are converging toward the realization of these predicted disasters. And then at the end of each one of these little chapters, we have a quick analysis on some of the things you can do to prepare. For this specific one, for death by violence or social violence or social unrest, one of the most important things that you can do, and if you have a pen and paper handy, please take some notes. You need to learn everything that you can about surviving in a lawless environment and under martial law. That's going to be critical. Because a mass movement that is rioting, and if there is, in effect, no way to control those riots, you need to learn how to live through that and survive it.
Well, basically, of course, if you're in a major city, you're in real trouble. You want, if you possibly can, you get into an outlying and rural area. At least you can have your fellow people around you help, and there can be mutual support. Whereas in the cities, I fear it's going to be a dog-eat-dog situation with mass destruction and total confusion.
It's predicted by the Bible, and the signs are appearing today. Actually, they began appearing 2011. So we do recommend, you know, get prepared with food and water, multiple stashes of food and water along escape routes. You know, you need to understand your local area, multiple escape routes. It might be a good day or a good idea to maybe put away a few stashes of food and water along escape routes, because you never know. Creating also a three-day bug-out bag is a good idea. Learning possibly self-defense tactics, learning avoidance tactics. Here's a good one. Learning how to camouflage and hide. Camouflage and hiding techniques for centuries have been the hallmark of survival. If you can understand how to do that, and there are many, many brilliant people out there that have written books about these sorts of topics that can help you with all these techniques, I would highly recommend that you do some searching on some of the things I'm talking about tonight. Also, acquiring alternate currencies is a very good idea. One of the beliefs is that as devaluation of the dollar continues and debt increases, then the food prices will continue to increase, and if unemployment isn't fixed, then we have a more massive problem than we have today. So getting alternate currencies or converting your current currency, which is a dollar bill, into alternate currencies might be a good idea in a situation like this. In a situation like that, your gold and silver will be worth more, therefore you'll be able to survive. However, you got to be very discreet about it too. So it's a fine balance, okay?
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, very good. Last two are owning alternative transportation. Alternative transportation may be a key to survival in these trying times that are quickly approaching us. Learning how to operate alternative transportation is also key and might be very key to a lot of people surviving through these times. If fuel is inaccessible or priced out of your range, a small little buggy or a small scooter might save your life. Again, but if you're, better to be discreet about these sorts of things. And like I said, there are many people that have written extensively about these subjects. I'd like to continue now to predicted disaster number two, if you like.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I didn't realize how fast this hour would go. We are only 38 minutes in, and we are only approaching number two.
Well, let's get to number two then. Go ahead.
Okay. If you ever like me to come back, I can keep covering some more of these. Number two is death by currency crash. It is predicted in the Bible that at some point in time that there will be many, many deaths because of a currency crash. In Revelation, as well as other prophetic books, Ezekiel and parts of Daniel, not all of them, there is a prediction, very, very startling prediction, that the currencies at one point will collapse. And because of their collapse, the price of food will skyrocket. In the Bible, this is called the balance, or the balances. So as currencies drop, the prices will increase. Now, a few verses later in this prophecy, the collapse of these currencies, these prophecies declare that millions upon millions of people will die, and they will die of starvation. So it is not a pretty picture, and according to this prophecy, there is about a quarter of all nations will be involved in this collapse. That's approximately 50 nations globally that will be affected. Okay. If you look at the G20 nations, those are the leading economic powerhouses of the world. More than likely, all of the G20 nations will be affected and will be part of this prophecy. But then there will be another 30 nations that will also be affected. So please, I am begging, I am pleading, please prepare for these times, because these events are unfolding at record speeds and in record numbers. The current warning signs right now, let me get into that. Since 2001, our national debt has climbed to an astonishing $16 trillion, and it's projected to hit $20 trillion by the year 2016. The size of this debt is virtually unpayable and unsustainable, and the universal fix for this problem is to print more money, which in turn increases the debt and continues to devalue the dollar. This problem is global right now, and I'm sorry to say that, and I'm you might hear it in my voice. I'm a little concerned about this. Almost all economical or almost all economically influential nations on Earth right now have financial problems, and the universal fix is to print more money. The best calculation is somewhere between 40 to 60 nations at the moment that are going through financial hardship. Well, that averages up about to 50 nations. That is the exact number that the Bible predicts, 50 nations. So if anyone in the sound of my voice, I'm begging you and I'm pleading you, please prepare immediately. Okay. Here's something else, too, that I just found out recently. Actually, I had known about it, but it was reminded to me by a dear friend of mine. 4 years ago, and you can verify this for yourself, 4 years ago, our debt-to-GDP ratio was 44%. In 4 years, this is as of today, from 4 years ago, our debt-to-GDP ratio is 70%. Do you know what the predicted number is for our currency here in the U.S. to collapse is? It's 90 to 100% GDP, debt-to-GDP ratio. So if we went from 44% debt-to-GDP ratio to 70% debt-to-GDP ratio in 4 years, how close are we to 90 to 100%? I would say probably in about the next 2-3 years. And when that debt-to-GDP ratio hits 90 to 100%, almost every single economic scholar and expert has declared that's when the currency will crash. We are currently now at 70%, and that was achieved in just 4 years.
I think you're absolutely right. Basically, of course, when Barack Obama became president, the national debt was about $10.7 trillion. And, of course, at the present time, it's $16.33 trillion as of today, $16.33. It has increased that much. And, of course, Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing. But remember, Barack Obama does not make any major decisions. These are all made by the people working behind the scenes. And they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroying the value of our currency so they can impoverish the American people. And if you have money in an annuity, in an insurance policy, in a pension, in bonds, why, you're going to lose the value of everything you've worked your whole life for. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, I fear that the vast majority of the American people are going to be totally impoverished before this is over. Those who survive the period of coming turmoil. Go right ahead, Jeff.
And it saddens me. It saddens me deeply to see the pain and the suffering of my country. I love my country, and I love the people of this country. And every time we have a prayer request line. We get many, many, many prayer requests about unemployment, foreclosure, financial difficulties, those sorts of things. And I can hear the pain and the suffering through those emails. And it saddens me to know, and it breaks my heart, and sometimes it drives me to tears. I have to close the computer, walk away for a little bit, bow my head, and just seek the Lord in prayer to become strengthened again and just to keep fighting this spiritual battle that we're all faced with. So it just deeply saddens me, but hopefully this little book is going to help many, many people survive and even overcome and even do well in some cases these coming years, because as you can already see, all the major events necessary for these predicted disasters are already manifesting themselves, number one. Number two, they are simultaneously converging together as in no other time in the history of the world, and we've only covered just two out of the seven. So let me continue. Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
Okay, very good. This predicted disaster will, in fact, be a massive collapse worldwide, as predicted. The Bible predicted 50 nations. currently there are 40 of the 60 nations that are experiencing extreme financial difficulty. Even our own U.S. is at the brink of a crash. We're only 20% away from a debt-to-GDP ratio for that economic collapse to occur. So we are literally months, maybe 2 or 3 years at the most, for this prophecy to come to pass. So the time to prepare is now. Here are some of the survival keys. Go ahead and get a pen and paper out. Let's get these down in writing. Think about moving to a rural area where you can learn how to discreetly grow your own food. During these times, land or a home with a land will be worth a lot of money. Now, will you be able to sell it? I don't know, because of the Chinese economic collapse. However, it'll be valuable because people will be able to grow their own food. However, you have to be very discreet about that. So consider storing 1 year or more worth of food and water. Consider also creating multiple stashes of food along escape routes in the event that your area is overtaken or overrun by riots or mass social unrest and you need to leave quickly. You need to have food and water prepared in portable cases so you can grab them, take them, put them in your car, get your kids in the car, and go. Think also about creating a 3-day bug-out bag. Learn also about self-defense tactics. Consider also acquiring possibly alternate currencies. Another key point here, which is this one we just covered in the previous section, learn about camouflage and hiding techniques. And also one major skill you may want to learn is bartering. Bartering is a lost art that I believe will be very, very valuable in the near future. If the currency is worth nothing and, you know, governments are, you know, converging on a global monetary system, your best means of survival might be bartering. So you may want to start acquiring things that may be valuable in those times, in the future. And if you do that, that might be your way of survival. So learn how to barter. And again, there are many brilliant people out there that produce magnificent books that are available over at Amazon and bookstores and anywhere you go where you can purchase a book. Okay, do we have time for predicted disaster number 3?
Well, let's get started and see how it goes. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Predicted disaster number 3 is death by authoritarian rule.
Death by authoritarian rule. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Again, there are many prophecies throughout the scriptures. That's Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, but more specifically in the book of Revelation. There are multiple verses in there where two leaders emerge. And they have the legal authority and the political backing to kill people and pretty much anybody that revolts against the new financial system.
And I think it's so important that people understand, ladies and gentlemen, the whole war on terror is as phony as a $3 bill. We've been financing this whole terrorist movement. And certainly even the underwear bomber, we find out now that the FBI put him on the plane knowing full well that he had a bomb with him. But of course, the bomb was made not to go off. But because of that, now they have to have dictatorial power to protect our freedom. Go right ahead, Jeff. We've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up your thoughts. Go right ahead, talking certainly about death by authoritarianism.
Well, sure. And here is the most frightening and most startling warning signs that we have today. At the current moment, there are national ID cards as well as ID cards with smart chips in them. I don't know if you know this, but more just recently, there were a couple of schools in Texas where students, high school students and middle school students, are forced to use these tracking cards They are forced to carry them everywhere, including outside of the school into the school bus. They are being tracked. Every movement is being tracked. In India, you ready for this? In India, over 1 billion people have already been biometrically scanned. That technology is already here in the U.S., and there's already been $1 billion allocated for new cameras to be installed in all major intersections nationally. They will begin to do that here within 6 months to possibly 12 months. So by the end of 2013, we should see a major rollout of these cameras. These are cameras that will biometrically scan you and archive you. There are also already somewhere in the neighborhood of 7,000 RFID chips. For those of you who are not familiar with RFID chips, those are radio frequency identification chips that are being injected into people. There is already 7,000 people. That is the number that I have received and have researched. I believe it's a lot higher than that, but what's being told right now is 7,000 people. There are also smart credit cards with chips inside of them as well that communicate. And the most important piece of the puzzle now is the International Special Drawing Rights, which in essence will convert all currencies worldwide into credits, into international credits, and allows for the transaction of any type of trade via a united global monetary system. This monetary system is already here, and all of the mechanisms to track all transactions that people are conducting on a daily basis are being rolled out right now. It is of utmost importance that we prepare ourselves and our families for these prophecies to take place here within the very near future. I don't know if you're aware of this or if someone...
We're out of time, but just thank you so much, Jeff. Our guest has been Jeff Bordones. Of course, we're talking about his book, Seven Predicted Disasters. And basically, of course, I think that we are heading towards very cataclysmic times. And certainly, if you read Revelation 6:8, you get an idea, certainly, of what lies ahead. And Revelation 6:8 is bad, but then you wait to get to Revelation 6:9. Read the prophecies, and certainly, Jeff, one more time, tell them how they can get your book, and then we'll let you go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and for letting me share some of this information with your listeners. The best way you can get this little book is by going to our website at 7 predicteddisasters.com.
Okay, Jeff, God bless you. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate your being with us. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us so that we can continue warning people about what lies ahead, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you could advertise with us, you could donate, you could join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs in the month in our newsletter or any one of those. Certainly, we hope you'll tell others about our program. Basically, we're involved in a spiritual struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people have no idea what's really going on today, whether there really are powerful forces working behind the scenes that want to destroy America. They focus our attention on the wicked communists. But if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll find out that the Brotherhood began financing communism in 1917 and has financed communism in Russia and then communism in China and communism in Cuba. In fact, it was certainly our people who installed Fidel Castro there. And if you don't believe it, why, we have a wonderful DVD. It's called The World Revolution. World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959 when we installed Fidel Castro. And then, of course, Fidel is very close to the daughters of the most powerful man in America, the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the permanent honorary chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers. His name is David Rockefeller. We have David Rockefeller's memoirs, where David openly talks about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel, and they're very close to Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David. But you're not going to read about this in ABC, in New York Times, the Washington Post, because they're all controlled. All of these various publications, conservative and liberal, even many of our conservative and liberal organizations, have either been established by the people on the other side or been infiltrated. Very few of them are going to tell you the whole and complete truth. Some of them are afraid to. Some of them have been neutralized because of the infiltration. But be that as it may, we will always try to tell you what we believe to be the truth. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs on the internet, certainly by many other means, 24 hours a day. Certainly you can listen to our, if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to our afternoon programs 24 hours a day, iPad, iPhone, internet. We hope that you'll get this information. We have you on shortwave. We're on probably, about 50 stations or more across America. It's an expensive proposition. That's why we need your help to maintain the networks that we have. And I will tell you that in the areas where our programs are heard, there is a change in the attitude of many people as they come to realize what's really going on. And basically that the enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is in New York City at the headquarters of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can hear our internet programs. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It is 4 December 2012. It is Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. Countdown to 12:21, or countdown to, some say, 12:10. What is it all about? We're going to do a program on this before long, because it seems as though the world is just fascinated by what might be the end of it, literally. 12:21. Now, why are people saying that? And is that the correct date? Where does it come from? And why are so many people banking that there will be some type of transition during that time? We'll look at that later. It should be looked at. We want to know, where does this all come from? You know, we've heard about it for years and years and years, and now all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, it's no big deal. 12:21. Yeah, Where did that all start? We will talk about that. Also, yesterday, if you were watching The Voice, you probably heard something pretty familiar. I'll share that with you after the break. Nicholas David.